And the next one I want to tell you about is Thunderbird. I don't know if you...
Yeah, go ahead.
You people heard the one about Thunderbird.
Okay.
Thunderbird was a man to start with. He was newly married. Him and his wife, well, it's like any other time. I guess just these young couple just getting started, so they were living with their... He was living with his mother-in-law. But the only bad habit that young man had was gambling. He always gambled every night. But his mother-in-law didn't like that. Kept telling her daughter, why did you marry this man? He's never going to amount to anything. He's not going to do anything. And so one time, that man, he started to think, well, he's got to change around now. What can I do so people will know me? And maybe even the world will know me. So he came up with the idea, well, maybe what I'll do, I'm going to capture this dangerous animal that's living on the lake just above their village, but where the river come out. And there's a rock canyon, just like what you have up here on Miles Canyon. There's rocks like that. And so he's telling his wife, he want to capture that thing up there. Once he get this animal out of that water, people's going to know who he is then. He's no longer going to be a nobody. People's going to know him. So he started working at it. Day or night when he's gone, his mother-in-law would look at him and say, see, I told you, he's no good. Look, he's going gamble already. Why you even bother to feed him? Don't feed him. Don't waste food on him. But somewhere, his wife would sneak him food anyway to eat. He worked on it for days. What he was doing, he was trying to follow a tree across that canyon. He found a big long tree and followed across. And then, next thing he worked at, he made all kinds of tools. He made big wood, big mallets, wedges. He started trying to split that tree. He made it wide enough where he know it's wide enough where he can bring this animal that's down there in that water. Next thing he done, he braided willow bark and all kinds of bark to make long rope. Like a fishing line, he put down through that big thing that he wedged apart, and he was just like fishing, just like jigging for fish. Pretty soon this thing took it. He had him, and then it took him a long time, keep bringing it up a little bit more. Soon as the head of this animal come through, he took his big mallet and he knocked that braces out, and that thing closed in on him. He came back and he told his wife about it. He caught that animal now. But it took him a long time, all the time. But every night that he's going to leave, his mother-in-law would look and say, look, see, he's going again. He's going gamble again. Don't feed him. Don't waste food on him. He's nobody. Everybody knows he's no good. So, finally he took that thing out. This thing that came from the water, it looked just like a bird. So, he took it out and skinned it all out. Tan to hide up, but it took him a long time doing all this. But every time he's going, his mother-in-law figures he's going gamble again. And says, see, he's going away again to gamble. Finally, Finally, when he had that hide ready, all tanned and everything, he tried it on, just putting the coveralls on. And he took off. Oh, just fly just like a bird. He looked down, he could see everything. He could see the water, he could see anything. And so he took that hide and he hid it just above their village in a hollow stump. That's where he caches that hide. People noticed, though, how come that stump? Oh, it's like a black, dark cloud over that stump. That's where he kept his costume, as you might call it. But when he went out, like I say, he could see everything. Just because his mother-in-law was so stingy with him, it was food. He started bringing food to the people. He'd catch all these little things and bring them back and leave it on the beach. Already his mother-in-law was trying to claim credit for it. She'd tell the young men in the village, go down to the beach now, there's something down there. Here's that thunder, that guy was bringing stuff. But he kept getting braver, kept bringing in little bigger things. Pretty soon he started bringing in big game like seals and all that. But he told his wife, when I'm out, I have to be in before daylight, before the raven make noise. If raven ever make noise on me, I'm finished. I'll be exposed. So one day when he was out, it looked so tempting to him. He saw two whales together like that. So he went down and grabbed them and trying to make sure before daylight. But unfortunately, he didn't make it. Just a little ways out, raven made noise and he was caught. And so soon as the human eyes laid on him, that's where they first heard thunder. And he let those things go and he took off into the mountains. This is why today, when you hear thunder, you always hear it on the mountains. That's the thunderbird. And this is why today, every time you hear thunder, water come, because you come from the water. So there is my story.
A good story.
Yeah.
Story. I remembered after you start talking, at the beginning I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember parts of it. It's been a long time, and Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandpa passed on in 1950. The 53, I think. She's the one who used to tell us stories all the time.
This is where that saying come from always. Anything that's just stopped cold, you know, in our language. Yes, a comdoa. Raven make noise on this, just come to a standstill.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.